Now we're heading to mid-Canterbury with Cosmo to find out what hard-working farm dogs are worth and who is buying and selling them.
I am at the Mayfield AMP Showgrounds, and this is where a farm dog sale is about to happen. And to find out more, I am with auctioneer Greg Cook from PGG Wrightsons.
It's the 66th annual Ashburton dog sale, sheep and cattle dog sale, which has been moved to Mayfield the last 6 years ago. So it's been held up there since. We're offering today about 45 Hunterway and Heading dogs. Sheep and cattle dogs, yeah.
Mm. Are you expecting a good turnout?
Yeah. No, we always get a pretty good crowd. I'd like to think that we could have 50, 60 registered buyers. There's always good demand for good dogs, so it seems to be less people training them today, so people are prepared to come out and pay good money to buy a good dog.
How far afield are people coming from to attend the auction?
Last couple of years, they've come from all over the South Island and the North Island as well. We get quite a few North Island buyers. I don't know whether we've got any coming down this year or not, but in the past years, we've had North Island buyers come down as well. We've got dogs down from the North Island today as well. So,
yes. And are these dogs that have had a lot of experience on farms, or are they younger ones that need to be trained?
Most of them are all trained. We prefer to have the dogs that have been broken in. They range from 1 year old through to 6 or 7 year old, so varying. Something to suit everyone, really. Someone's prepared to put a bit more work into a younger dog, or there's good experienced dogs available as well. So.
And what sort of price do people pay for dogs like this?
Oh, look, they can range anywhere from $2,000 up to $10,000 or $12,000 for the real top end, if there's a really good dog and someone here prepared to pay that sort of money. So, but yeah, I think the last couple of years we've averaged around that six odd thousand.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yep. But as I say, there's not people training dogs today, so people are prepared to step up and pay for a good, well-trained dog.
And how will people know about a dog's potential?
Well, we give them a display out here. We're working with the sheep. The heading dogs get out and they bring a few sheep out for them to work with. They can show what sort of command they're under. And then the Hunterways can do the same. More plus also they can give a bit of a demonstration in the yard here. So there's quite a few regular vendors. We always get a few young guys training a few dogs up to sell, but then there's some regular guys that have been selling here for a long time, yeah.
Yes. How long will the auction go on for?
I'd say approximately 2 to 2.5 hours. We give each dog about a 2-minute time to do its thing.
I'm Michael Miller from Darfield. I'm selling two dogs because I'm cutting down on my farming. I'm getting too old to chase sheep. And so I've got two genuine dogs to sell here today. Queen is 3-year-old. And Speck is 3.5. Yes.
And what sort of dogs are they?
They're both heading dogs. That's one here. That's Queen. Black and white one.
And she's sitting down, quite relaxed.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Wondering what's happening.
Yeah, it is.
What's so special about your dogs?
Oh, I think they're good-natured and they work for anyone. They're good paddock dogs. They're well broken in. And I'll take about 2 months, really, before they, work for them properly. Yeah, some dogs change over quicker than others. Yes. I think they should sell fairly well.
Do you make sure that they go to a good home?
Most people who buy them here, if they pay good money, they'll look after them. Usually know most people who buy them.
Michael, how long have you been coming here to this sale?
I've been coming here for about 52 years.
Buying and selling?
Yeah, selling mainly, always selling, yes. I've got young ones coming on, and I sell those, the ones that are surplus now, pass them on, and it's always been a good sale.
Yes.
There's some good dogs here today. Yeah, 23 heading dogs and 11 Hunterways. Years ago, there used to be 100 dogs here.
Why are there so many less now?
Oh, all dairy farms around here now. Yeah, the sheep numbers are down.
And tell me about your farm.
When I was farming up at Peak Hill, Lake Coleridge, high country place. My son's up there now, he runs it now. And I'm on a small place at Darfield.
Have you still got some sheep?
I've only a few sheep now.
Yeah, but you still have that passion for
That's
farming?
Right, yeah, still have that. Yeah, I'm only selling these dogs, so I'm starting to slow down.
Hello. I'm Dave Cloyston, and I'm just here because I've sort of do a bit of dog trialling and have got a fairly good interest in sheep dogs. So just here to see, there's a few dogs here of various bloodlines that I sort of follow and just see how they go. And I don't know, if there's one that really takes my eye, I might consider putting a bit in. So there's about 8 I've got in the catalogue that I've just put a wee star behind to see how they go on the day.
Yes, and where do you farm?
I've just got a lifestyle block, so I'm actually a banker that works for BNZ, and I do, you know, dog trialling's my hobby, and I've always sort of been mucking around with dogs. I'm an ex-musterer and all that sort of stuff, so yeah, basically just a lifestyler with almost as many dogs as sheep.
And so how much are you prepared to pay?
Oh, I wouldn't. There's only a couple of young dogs here. I wouldn't be going much more than $4,000, probably. But I mean, that's, you know, there's the reality is the amount of work that you put on a dog. It's you know, they're worth every bit of that. And I suspect the prices will go all right because there's not a huge gallery of dogs, and there's probably more buyers than sellers. So it'll be interesting to see how they go.
What do you look for in a dog?
Basically, temperament's number one. Nice, steady dog that's just, you know, fairly relaxed. Good dark eye, just good conformation, good breeding, and it really comes down to, you know, they might look good against the fence, but it's what they do out in the pen that makes the difference. Yeah.
And talking about out in the pen, it looks like the auction is just about to start.
Yeah. Yep. So I might do a runner and yeah. No, all the best.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
Good on you.
Most of you know the drill here, ladies and gentlemen. We sell on the catalogue order. There is a supplementary page for those of you who haven't got it, and there's one extra dog on that you won't have at all, which I'll announce at the end. So I think it's about 46 dogs here in total, okay? 28 is withdrawn, what Graham's come down with COVID, and lot 43 has been withdrawn due to the bitch coming on heat, okay? And all you that were very concerned about it and rang me, the pub is open from 12 o'clock today. So lot one, ladies and gentlemen, is Alan Ferry's entry from Oxford. We've got Boy, who's a 2.5-year-old tri-coloured heading dog, medium-eyed, whistle commands, tight pulling and clean working. A good nature, ladies and gentlemen. So there's Boy just heading out now.
My name's Sue Rucastle and I'm from Dovedale in the Nelson area, and I'm looking for a trained heading dog. I have got a Hunterway at the moment, so, and she's getting too old.
Are there any dogs here that have caught your eye?
Yes. Yeah, there's about 3 that I would like to see work on stock. I'm aware of how much the top ones go for, but I don't need a top dog. I want a dog that will just fit in with our lifestyle.
Yes, yes. And if you do buy one today, will you take it home?
Yes, definitely, yes.
How do people pay for their dogs?
We're not a member of Pine Gull Guinness, so we'll pay cash.
If you purchase the dog, Dave, just meet the vendor at the gate there, and they'll give you an opportunity to get the commands and all that sort of stuff.
David Willans, Westpac Agribusiness. We're here doing the barbecue for the Mayfield Dog Sale.
Are you raising money for anyone?
Mayfield School. We're supporting the local school to get kids away on camp this year. And, so just sausages, bacon sammies, hot soup, hot coffee. Come over and I'll shout you one if you want.
Thank you very much. It's a chilly morning, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it's always way middle of July. Feels like middle of winter. Yes. Frost with cloud cover on top, and it makes it pretty brutal. But anyway, it's all good. Everyone's here to find a good dog. So,
how often do you come to sales like this?
Reasonably frequently, yeah. So from a Westpac point of view, it's something we can do to help the community. Fundraising for schools, getting out in rural schools, it's really important, big part of our area, are all rurally based clients, and so it's just a little thing we can do.
And from a banking point of view, what is the mood amongst farmers?
Optimistic. So we've got record prices for red meat, we've got record prices for dairy, we've got a strong outlook, we've got a low currency. Clearly there's plenty of challenges with incoming regulation, but look, the farming industry is up for it, and there's some really good positive changes out there. So there's a lot of people making a lot of difference on the ground on how they're running their farms and minimising their environmental impact. You know, we support that 100%, and it's just good to see the industry rising to the challenges, really.
Yeah, yes. And I guess that buoyancy could well impact on today's sale.
Yeah, look, it could do. We expect to see some pretty strong sales. I know it was strong last year, and red meat prices have lifted again. You think about the value of a dog to a farming business.
Huge.
Saves a labour unit, and in some cases two. And in this environment, when labour's really hard to get, hard to find good people, the value of a dog is really worthwhile.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, there we go. That's Boy, the 2.5-year-old tricolour dog there, medium eye. Whistle commands, ladies and gentlemen. Time to make close to what? 3,000 goes there. 3,000 somewhere, come on. 2.5, surely, come on. I've got 1,500. 1,500. 1,500. 2,000. 2,000. 2,2. On Bruce's call. 2,002. How'd you go? 2,200. We're going to sell him, ladies and gentlemen. He's here for sale. 2,500. Victor's call. How's your man, Bruce? At 2,005. At 2,500, bidding quick, all over, out you go, 2,500, buys them, 2,500.
I'm Brian Keenan. I'm here to sell a young heading dog, 40 months old. He doesn't fit in my team very well. He's pretty keen, and I think he thinks he's got five names. Every time I try and work another dog, he does it.
Yeah. How many dogs have you got in total?
Seven. Yeah, if I didn't have any dogs, I'd stop farming. They're more important than me, really.
What's he called?
Clyde.
And what are you hoping to get for Clyde today?
Three or 4,000, I guess. I just hope he gets a good home, really, and somebody that appreciates him. You know, it's got the work for him. He just needs the work, really.
How long will a dog like Clyde be able to work on a farm?
If he's on sort of medium country and, he'd get 10 years.
Right, lot 7 coming in there, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Hussey's entry. We've got Bert, who's a 2-year-old heading dog, black and white, well-bred heading dog, ladies and gentlemen. He's hard running and strong pulling. Will make a good work dog. Just needs an experienced hand and a bit more work, ladies and gentlemen. Good distance with him.
Greg Metherall, and I'm from North Otago, Courier.
Tell me about your farm.
We're a hill country place, 3,000 hectares of all hills, so the dogs get plenty of hill experience, so and plenty of distance.
And you've just sold your dog?
Yep. She's very honest, very kind, very easy to dog to work, even though she's got quite a lot of noise and that. The only reason I'm selling her is I just don't see that she's got enough trial potential for what I want her for. But she's a genuine dog.
Mm. Are you happy with the price you got?
I would have expected a bit more for a quality dog like that. 5,000, but like she's only 2.5. She's got, 6 or 7 years in front of her, so it makes her a pretty cheap dog.
Right, this is Morris Hackman's entry, ladies and gentlemen. Morris has been a great supporter of the side here over the years. This is 3.5-year-old runaway bitch. She's fully broken in. Right, we'll take him out in the paddock now.
PGG writes an auctioneer, Greg Cook, ending that story from the 64th Ashburton Working Dog Sale that was held at the Mayfield A&P Showgrounds last week.